The Electoral Commission says everything is in place for tomorrow's special voting in all 275 constituencies. Acting head of public affairs of the commission, Christian Osu-Pari, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said that the special voting is for security personnel and electoral officers. He indicated that the votes will not be counted until Friday, December 7, after the main voting process. He spoke with Yahya Kwamwa.
Commission is ready for special voting tomorrow. There is going to be one special voting center in each of the 275 constituencies across the country. We already have the people that are going to be part of special voting indeed. They are the security officers and election officers who have applied to be part of special voting. They are the ones that are on the special voters register, and they are the ones that will be casting their ballots tomorrow. The poll will start at 7 a.m. and end at 5 p.m. as we usually do in general elections. But at the end of the day, we are not counting the ballots. We'll deposit the ballot boxes and its contents with the police until the entire nation has voted on Friday. And then we'll bring them out and count the contents of the ballot boxes.
These security officers who will be voting tomorrow, is it that they'll vote at places that they have registered, or how are they going to do it, since you said they should be verified, or it should be verified before you can vote?
They are voting in the constituency where they registered. Unless a security person or an election officer has transferred his vote to another constituency, he is expected to vote in the constituency where he registered for this special voting. So if you registered in, let's say, Usu-Clotilde constituency, for instance, and you have not transferred your vote to Kassab, your name will be on the special voters list in Usu-Clotilde and not in Kassab. So people are voting in the constituencies where they registered if they have not transferred their vote. It is the reason why we call it special voting or early voting, so that they can cast their ballot in their constituencies before they go out to carry on their election duty.
Yeah, so what special arrangement or consideration have you made for pressmen who will be voting on the day of the election?
Well, unfortunately, pressmen are not part of the special voting. So what we have done is that we have instructed the presiding officers at the various polling stations to give priority to the pressmen who will come to the polling stations. We have instructed them that pressmen with accreditation should not be made to queue like ordinary voters or any other voters would do. If a pressman comes to the polling station, he properly identifies himself and he has accreditation, he must not be made to join the queue. He should be given the chance to vote, and then he can go and carry out his assignment as a pressman.
On the issue of power cuts, Mr. Osu-Pari said that the commission has made alternative arrangements for standby generators in case of power failure.
We are registering voters in some 4 electoral areas that didn't register during the main registration exercise from March to May this year. In those 4 electoral areas, the people refused the registration. They did not allow our officials to carry out the registration exercise because they had problems with the naming of a particular electoral area. Subsequently, they went to court to seek a court order to compel the commission to register them, and indeed the court has granted that order, and that is the reason why we are there today registering them. We will register them today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. But let me say that the preparation of a register goes through a number of processes, and part of that process is the full capture of the data, which we are doing now. If you recall, during the main registration exercise, we did the full capture and then did the matching of fingerprints in the database. So after the data has been captured in this Kasina Nankana registration, the data has to be taken through the same processes. This may take some days, so I am unable to say that we'll be able to generate a register for them to vote on 7 December. But we will comply with the court order, so the registration is ongoing at the moment.
Yeah, Mr. Pare, so are you saying that they will not be able to vote come 7th December?
I cannot say that. I am saying that generating the register will take a bit of time, and so we'll go through all the processes.
Mr. Osu-Pari of the EC talking about alternative arrangements for standby generators and voting in the Kasna Nankana East district of the Upper East region.